with integrity and with compassion and charity, how could we possibly bear witness to a broken world of what business ought to look like?
Your life is a testimony. Be a living witness for God and hear more from Ray at FamilyMinute.org.
When the foundation of your world is crumbling beneath you, we'll show you the way back to solid ground.
Central Kentucky's Christian Radio, Life 99.
Hi, John Yinger here, Christian Broadcasting System. Thanks for being a listener to WJMM. For over half a century, we've been providing free Christian radio to you, our listener, and happy to do so. Free, meaning that we do not ask you to contribute to us. What we do ask is that you financially support the ministries that you enjoy on this station and to do business with our advertisers should you need their products or services. WJMM has always been a vital part of ministering to your friends, family, and neighbors. Always mention to the ministries and business people that you listen to WJMM. Thanks for listening and for your support.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
Offense. You don't have to go through the offense tunnel to make it through successfully and be corrected. And so there's some specific attitudes. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading this scripture first, though. Nor faint when you are reproved of him. For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. Just not in my notes, but that's a big problem that we're experiencing today in our culture, is that there's some kids that don't know what it means to be scourged or disciplined. Amen. Hallelujah. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Well, you know, like I said. But if you're without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Furthermore, we had earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them. Shall we not much rather be subject to the Father of spirits, or even our spiritual father, and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good. Sometimes it's hard to keep that in mind when we're enduring that discipline or that correction, right? But so that we may share his holiness. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful. How many of you know that's true? But sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So there's training in correction. So here's some important things. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15 says this: the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings his mother to shame. We've all seen that in the Walmart. At the checkout lane. We've seen them. We've seen them kids that bring their mother to shame. And, you know, we just kind of stand there. And Hallelujah. But correction is important. Correction is really a way of life. And so let me share this with you. There's a thing about refusing correction. But to a person who refuses correction, listen to this. Isn't this just so true? To a person who refuses to be corrected, isn't that exactly the same thing as saying, nope, I want to stay wrong? And so when you understand correction is for your good, correction is to train you up, then when you are corrected, it's not like, I don't know who he thinks he is. You know, there's we all go through seasons as we're growing up spiritually. And it's very similar, can be very similar to us growing up as children naturally. We all hit that teenage years, and I don't know if I was any different than any of you. When you hit that teenage year, 13, 14, 15 years old, my parents got so ignorant. They did not know anything. I don't know what happened to them, but when I got to be, you know, in my early teen years, my parents, I can't believe how much they didn't know. And how uncorrectable I was. And, you know, so much so that would go on inside here when they would give correction, but it wasn't getting inside. I mean, I would do what they told me to do on the outside, but on the inside, it was a different story. Amen. But rod and reproof gives wisdom, but a child gets his own way, brings shame to his mother. So refusing correction is like saying, I want to remain wrong. Here's some examples. I told you I was going to share some examples with you. And listen, I'll just be candid for a moment. Patricia and I were coming here with our youngest daughter when Pastor Callahan moved to heaven. And we knew immediately, I mean, we didn't talk to anybody, nobody talked to us about it, but we just knew immediately that Pastor Jim and Elizabeth were God's choice to take over the leadership of this ministry. And I've never shared this with you, but one of the things that I thought was that I wonder what he's going to do now, because he doesn't have a spiritual father anymore. And I'm so thankful, because I know people, Pastor has shared this in the past weeks, about, you know, people that have come up and said, well, I finally discovered who my spiritual father was. It's John G. Lake. Last person I talked to that told us that they discovered who their spiritual father was, it was Kim Clement, the prophet Kim Clement. Now, he's been in heaven for years, too. Did you ever meet Prophet Kim Clement? No, but God just really made it real to me. So when Pastor Callahan moved to heaven, I was watching Pastor Jim and Elizabeth to see what they would do, because I know how we're taught here. I know the importance. I know the value of having a spiritual father and spiritual parents in the Lord. And, it wasn't long at all. And he came out and he said, you know, I've made a connection with Dr. Barclay, and, he's going to be my spiritual, or he's my spiritual father. I'm going to submit under him. And, oh, just how comforting and how much at rest that enabled us to be. See, because if you're under somebody who isn't submitted to anybody, oh, that's dangerous. Yeah, I don't want to be in that position. So that's what I was waiting to see. And once I saw that, yeah, he is following God, he is hearing the Holy Spirit, he is going to submit to somebody who is a godly person of wisdom and who can instruct him. And being a former Marine drill sergeant, he knows how to correct too. I know. Hallelujah. So I'm like, oh, that's the perfect guy for Pastor Jim. Hallelujah. If you're ever praying and you ask God, God, why did you connect me with Dr. Barclay as a spiritual father? Then, so, I'll just remind you what you said God said to you one time. Have you heard how you talk to people? Hallelujah. But when I started, when I continued doing the offering messages here, after Pastor Callahan moved to heaven, I went to Pastor Jim and I said, Pastor, please correct me if I ever do anything, if I ever say anything that's out of line or that's unscriptural, undoctrinally sound, or whatever. And there were times that, and he said, yes, I definitely will. I will. And don't be afraid of it. And I've learned, because years ago when I was in a different church, I made mistakes and I did not know how to receive correction when I was corrected. And back then it seemed like it was a lot. What I would do is sometimes I would lose days of my life, sometimes even weeks of my life I would lose, because when I was corrected, I would go into this deep, dark place of self-evaluation and condemnation. And I would be worthless to anybody until finally my leaders recognized that you don't know how to receive correction. So let me teach you how to receive correction tonight. You receive correction like this. If someone comes to you, if your spiritual father comes to you and has to correct you for anything, this is how you receive. You don't get all condemned. You don't blame somebody else. You don't say, I didn't do it. That's not what I did. Yeah. All right. This is what you do. You lift your hands up and you say, Father, thank you for correcting me. I don't want to get off track. I don't want to miss out on your blessings, on your promises. Thank you for setting things straight. I receive correction. And then you go on in the right direction. Amen. It is so easy. And you don't have to get condemned. Amen. So, I got a text from Pastor recently. I got a text from him on a Thursday morning, and he texted me and he said, I have to ask you, do you know where you messed up? And it was in an offering message, and I can't tell you what I said because then I'd be saying it again. But I said something that was just in poor taste. It wasn't scripturally inaccurate or anything like that, but it was just a word that I shouldn't have used. And he said, you know where you messed up? I said, yes, are you talking about this word? And he said, yeah, that's it. And I said, yeah. I knew when I said it. When all the air was vacuumed out of the sanctuary. But then, you know what? It's not all just about being corrected for something that you did wrong. More recently, I was feeling just so heavy in my spirit, and I don't know what was going on. I still really don't know what was going on, other than the fact that I just felt this heaviness in my spirit. It was like I was carrying the whole weight of the entire eastern part of this state on my spirit. And this is one of the most valuable things about having a spiritual father. I text Pastor, and I told him that. And he said, I know exactly what that feeling is. He said, but I just refuse to carry it. And so that was a gentle correction. I'm like, oh, I've been choosing to carry it, and I shouldn't be. And so I just received that wisdom. And I know Pastor said this. He's like, you know, some people say, well, you don't know what it's like where I am. I can't say that. He was there for over 2 decades. He knows exactly what it's like where I am. Amen. But the right attitude, as I finish up here tonight, the right attitude to receive correction. And even sitting in service, just when Pastor's preaching and ministering, here are some important questions that you can ask. One, am I really doing what is being taught? I want to have that question rolling around inside my spirit every time a message is being taught. And the second part of that, am I doing it willingly and in faith as unto the Lord? Because sometimes we can think that we're doing something and we're really not doing it. And number four, I didn't give you these numbers, but this is number four. The right way to receive correction, no condemnation, no beating yourself up. Again, I lost days, sometimes weeks of my life because I didn't know how to receive. But you just throw your hands up and you say, God, thank you. I received that correction. I'm not going to continue being wrong. I'm going to follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again tomorrow. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have 2 services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things